Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering an Alfa Romeo valued at $20,340 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Welcome to Sale of the Century. Nice to have you with us. Delighted to have you with us for Sale of the Century. I hope you're with us on our last show. You know, one of the nice things about the show is meeting nice people from all across the country. Well, one of the nicest left us with over $166,000 in cash and prizes. Was Tim Holleran happy? Take a look at this.
Cleveland.
Oh, you're right, Tim. You've got it. And we're all happy for Tim. Over $90,000 in cash, and as I say, over $166,000 altogether. So, three new challenges. We started all over again, and we start again with a $50,000 cash jackpot. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Summer.
Hi.
We were all happy for Tim, I think.
Everyone was rooting for him all along. By the way, we have some new contestants, and our first new contestant has an honorable ambition from Omaha, Nebraska. Here is Terry Michael.
Hi there, Terry.
And she found love in a magazine from Pasadena, California. Say hi to Verna Porter.
Hi, Verna.
He married his fraternity brother, originally from Havana, Cuba. Let's welcome George Wong.
Hi there, George.
See you a little later with some bottles. Very interesting. Let's get acquainted with these nice people. Terry, you have an honorable ambition.
That's right, Jim. I've just started my practice of law, and I hope someday to enter public service as a judge.
Well, that sounds like it'd be very good. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
And Verna, you found love in a magazine.
That's right. I advertised in a national singles magazine, and I met my husband.
Oh, it worked, huh?
It worked.
Well, that's terrific. Nice to have you here. George, this is the one I wanted to get to. You married your fraternity brother.
I better explain that for my mother. My fraternity is...
Explain it for all of us, George.
My fraternity is an international business fraternity, and it's a co-ed business fraternity, and all members, male and female, are called brothers. And I married the female brother.
Ah, okay. We've clarified that.
Okay,
nice to have you here, George. $20 starts all three players off. Good luck to all three of you. And, of course, the player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. Gets to do some great shopping, some lovely things back there. Let's start with this. It's been hosted by Ron Ely, Gary Collins, Bert Parks. Name the... Verna?
Miss Universe contest.
No.
Miss America.
Oh, no, I had to take your first answer, Vern. I'm sorry. No, it's Miss America, not Miss Universe. You lose $5 for the incorrect answer, going down to 15. In which of our national parks can you visit Old Faithful? Terry?
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone it is. Terry beats everyone at the buzzer. $5 on the plus side. He's at 25. Who is the boyfriend of the Barbie doll? George.
Ken.
Ken is right. George goes to 25. This loose robe tied with a sash is the traditional, George.
Toga.
No. Outer garment worn by the Japanese, kimono. And a quick buzzer costs George. He loses 5 down to 20. When people try to avoid responsibility, they're said to be passing, George.
Passing the buck.
You got that 5 right back. Passing the buck it is. George and Terry in a tie. Time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy a bargain merchandise. But gentlemen, we've got a tie. Terry and George, only one of you can have this. When you hear the low sale of the century price, hit your buzzer for one of you. This is yours.
Terry or George, here's a game for kids of all ages. Foosball, a miniature soccer field. Lively fun for 2 to 4 players. Furnished by Golden West Billiards. And it's normally priced at $595. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
Oh, Terry likes that. Isn't that nice? $6. That's a beautiful thing, Terry. $595 cost you just $6. And yes, nice to get that first thing there.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
You got it. You will enjoy it. We'll knock the $6 off your score. That's all it cost you. You go down to 19. George, he beat you to the buzzer there, but you got the lead.
I always wanted one.
This 60s all-girl singing group had 12 number one hits, starting with where did... Terry?
The Vandals.
Nope. Where did our love go? That was the Supremes. You take a backward step, losing 5 down to 14. In what eastern state is the posh resort of Newport on Narragansett Bay? Verna.
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island is right. Yeah, Verna goes back up to 20. James Hilton wrote an affectionate study of a kindly old schoolmaster titled Goodbye. Verna.
Mr. Chips.
Yes, and Verna beats George at the buzzer and ties George for first place. Time now for the Fame Game. Players are playing for a pick of the Fame Game board. A lot of information about a famous person. I am an actor and screenwriter, born in Philadelphia in 1879, died in 1946. I became a stuntman, comedian, and juggler, and appeared in the Ziegfeld Follies. I starred in many zany comedies, but made only one serious appearance as Micawber in David Copperfield. Leo Rustin said of me, any man who hates small dogs and children can't be all bad. Terry?
W.C. Fields.
W.C. Fields is right. Yes, indeed. Terry, nine numbers up there on the board. You'll get what's behind the number you pick.
Seven has always been my lucky number.
And behind number seven, we have a hi-fi system, a portable stereo. Carry the big music sound around with this system that features AM-FM tuner, auto-reverse cassette deck, and two-way bass reflex speakers. First by Green and Roberts.
$400 stereo, yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. You made a good choice there, Terry. We will be back with these folks and continue the game right after this, so don't go away. Well, I mentioned meeting people from all across the country, from Omaha, Nebraska. Terry's at 14, from Pasadena, California. Vern is at 25, and from Havana, Cuba, George is at 25. And back with this. What's the German name for the stew whose main ingredient is marinated rabbit? Anybody in the audience know it? Hassenpfeffer. Hassenpfeffer. No one wanted to try that enough. No German there in Cuba, or in Pasadena. What was the name of the musical dragon immortalized by folk singers Peter, Paul, and Mary? Terry!
It was Puff, the Magic Dragon.
Yeah, Puff it is, and Terry goes back to 19. What does an archer call the bag in which he keeps his arrows? George?
A quiver.
Quiver is what it is. George the 30, he's in first place all by himself. In what country were the Marines when they stormed the halls of Montezuma? George?
Mexico.
Mexico it is, and George the 35 with a $10 lead. Well, George, I think maybe Terry beat you on that last one, but you've got a $10 lead all by yourself now and the opportunity to buy this.
George, here's a hot item for your home. Hardwick's Deluxe Century Series Gas Range. Full featured with a continuous cleaning oven and contemporary design. Furnished by the Hardwick Stove Company. And it's normally priced at $699. But today on sale of the century, cheers for only $10.
Very nice stove. $699 stove. Cooks everything, including plastic corn. It's what?
I love it. I like the color, too.
You like the color? It costs just 10 bucks. You would be in a tie with Verna. Ample opportunity to regain the lead. And to put something on that stove, I will give you $200 in cash. $899 bargain for 10 bucks. Going once. Going twice. Nope. Oh, he's going to buy at the last minute. He decided to buy. Enjoy the stove. Enjoy the money. Cost you $10. What made you change your mind there, George?
My wife, I think, would want that, and she's going to have it.
I think you'll stay happy that way, George. Yes, good thinking. George and Verna now at 25. Terry just $6 behind. A wild Australian type of this familiar animal is called the dingo. What kind of creature is it? Terry.
Kangaroo?
No. A dingo is a dog. Dingo is a dog. You took a chance, did not pay off, you lose $5. Name the great baseball hero of yesteryear who was known by the nickname Jolton Joe. Terry.
Joe DiMaggio.
It is. You got that $5 right back. Yeah. In what European country can you lounge with jet setters on the beach in an area called the Costa Brava? Verna.
Spain.
Spain it is. And Verna goes into the lead by $5. To an astronomer, the words refracting, reflecting, and radio refer to
telescopes.
That's right, Verna. You're right. Telescope it is. And a $10 lead for Verna. Among the most popular are Dr. Stillman's, Dr. Atkins, and the Scarsdale. Verna.
Diets.
That's where they are. And three in a row for Verna. And a $15 lead. Speaking of diets, I have an overweight friend who follows the diet advice of Miss Piggy, who says, never eat more than you can lift. We'll be right back. Well, after Tim Holloman getting all the prizes and the cash on the last show, of course, the winner is going to be starting over at the lowest level. As a matter of fact, it's a two-person sauna is the first level prize back here. Kind of interesting. Back to the match to see who's going to get a shot at it, or maybe bigger and better things. Terry at 19, Verna at 40, George at 25, and back to the fame game, where we've added a $15 money card to the board and a famous sport. I am one of the oldest and most popular indoor sports, dating back thousands of years to ancient Egypt. The Polynesians played a form of me that involved small balls and round, flat discs. In Germany, during the Middle Ages, I was known as Kegels. The Dutch brought their... Terry.
Bowling.
Bowling is right, yes. Didn't know Hassenpfeffer, but you knew Kegels. That's Terry. Terry, again, you got a pick of the board. You got a nice stereo before. What are you going to find now?
Let's go to the other corner with number 3, Jim.
And behind number three, we have
$10. $10 money card. That should help because we have that $10 to your score, and you go up to 29. You are in second place now. The game is a lot closer. From the Spanish for chestnut, this is the instrument flamenco dancers use to get their clicks. Terry?
Castanets.
Castanets it is. Terry over the $30 mark. What popular board game are you playing if you get a triple word score or double letter, Verna?
Scrabble.
Scrabble it is. Verna to 45, just beating everyone at the buzzer. In a classic movie, what actress ran into trouble in cabin number one of the Bates Motel? Terry?
I don't remember.
Oh, it was Janet Leigh in Psycho. Remember, she took that shower at the Bates Motel and wasn't the best shower she ever took in her life. You lose five on that, Terry. Sorry about that. Instant bargain time, and Verna, this time, and for the first time today, you've got the opportunity to buy, and oh, you might enjoy this.
Verna, if you like to vacation with a lot of hot air, how about a fabulous hot air ballooning trip in Palm Springs? We'll limo you and a friend from Los Angeles for 7 relaxing days in the resort paradise of Palm Springs, where you can sun, swim, or float along the desert breezes in a hot air balloon. This great trip is normally priced at $1,500, but today on sale of the century, cheers for only $15.
Oh, isn't that nice? Oh, did you stop enjoying your work so much back there? $1,500 trip, hot air ballooning, the hotel, everything. $15 is all it would cost. If you bought it, you would still have the lead. Your lead, granted, would be a $1 lead. But you can have a $1,500 trip. Might not get another chance at it. I offered Terry $200. I'll do the same for you. $1,500 trip. $200 spending money, and you'd still have a $1 lead. Going once.
Quiet.
Going twice. No sale. Oh, Verna. That signal means a sale surprise went with it. If you had bought it, Verna, you would have gotten an additional $600 in cash. Making it an over $2,000 bargain. I wish you had bought, but you hung on to the lead. That might be the difference. We'll find out if you made the right decision a little later. Right now, watch this. Turned down a $1,500 trip, and as it turned out, $800 in cash as well. How do you feel, Verna? Okay. Well, you've got the lead. You're at four. That's the way to feel. $45. Terry at 29. George at 25. In Greek mythology, the centaur was a creature that was half man. George?
Half bull.
What?
Half bull?
No. That's more inventive, but half horse. You lose five on that, George. Down to 20. Sorry about that. Pretoria is the administrative capital of what controversial African nation? George.
South Africa.
You got that five doubles right back. South Africa it is. George, back to 25. Name the Rodgers and Hammerstein show which features the song Climb Every Mountain. Did time run out? You're okay. Do you know it?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, George, I'm awfully sorry about that. You lose five. It's the Sound of Music. I wish you hadn't hit the button. The Sound of Music, Climb Every Mountain.
Recall it.
Back down to 20. Well, time now for the fame game, and a $15 money card up on the board. Actually, a $25 money card as well. We're looking for persons, plural. We are a group of men, all born about the same time. The Bible records much of our work. We all came from the working class, except one who was a tax collector. Terry.
The Apostles.
The Apostles is right, yes. Yeah, just beat George to the buzzer on that. And again, Terry gets that pick of the board.
I need a money card. Let's find the one behind number 9.
And behind number 9, we have $15!
He finds one. First of all, where was the big 25?
In his desk.
But he finds another money card, $15 added to Terry's score. He pulls it within $1 of Verna. Wow, we finish up the game with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? Anyone can win it. 45 for Verna, 44 for Terry. George, no, you're not out of it at 20. Good luck as we start the speed round now. Members of what profession belong to the American Bar Association? Terry.
Lawyers.
Right. Americans are required to submit their tax returns by the 15th of... George.
April.
Right. What is the capital of West Virginia? Verna.
Charleston.
Right. In what French palace can you find the Hall of Mirrors? Verna.
Versailles.
Right. In the song, how many trombones led the big parade? Terry.
76.
Right. What color is the flag of truce? George.
White.
Right. Give me the last name of the great French General Napoleon. Terry.
Bonaparte.
Right. Of what Middle Eastern nation is Tripoli the capital? George.
Lebanon.
Wrong. In Roman numerals, what number is represented by the letter D as in dog? Verna.
500.
Right. What popular drink comes in both Pilsner and Lager? Terry.
Beer.
Right. Who built a huge airplane called the Spruce Goose? George.
Howard Hughes.
Right. What part of the body's electrical activity is measured by an EEG? Terry.
The brain.
Right. Name the silent screen star whose best-known character was the Little Tramp. George.
Charlie Chaplin.
Right. What nation's first prime minister was David Ben-Gurion? Time is up. Terry is the new champion at 69 over 60. Congratulations. Back to Terry in just a moment. First of all, time ran out before anyone had a chance to start to answer. And, of course, David Ben-Gurion was the first prime minister of Israel, the one that was missed. Tripoli, the capital of Libya. Libya. Got to say goodbye to Verna and George. And Verna, oh, in retrospect, I wish you had bought, my goodness. But you've got the cash in front of you. Thank you so much for joining us. And George, you turned out it was very good that you bought. You've got yourself a lovely range, $235 in cash. So you are well over $900 in cash and prizes. Thank you, George.
Thank you. My wife's happy.
That's good. I'm happy for your wife. And Terry is the champion, and he's going shopping. Come on, Terry. Terry, congratulations. Good win. Got yourself $69. Now, forget about the price, because you are entitled to the first level prize. Just say yes, and your $69 will buy you this.
Just for the health of it, a private sauna. Experience the soothing, healthy effect of dry heat in the privacy of your own home with this infrared ray sauna in genuine Japanese cedar from Abercrombie and Fitch. This sauna, normally priced at $3,000, yours on sale of the century for only
$85. $3,000, what a beautiful thing. And as I say, Dave was mentioning $85. Forget about that. You are entitled to the first level prize. You can buy it for not $85, but for the $69 you have. If you decided to play on, however, you're a little further away from the next thing up the line. You'd have to keep winning, and you are $106 away from this.
Here's elegance with a ring to it. The stunning ladies' ring. A beautiful jade stone set in a platinum band surrounded by diamonds. Yours with a gift certificate from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. And this ring, normally priced at $8,000, yours on sale of the century for only $175.
So, $175, you've got $69, so you are a ways away from that beautiful ring. Maybe we can. There you go. That is the next thing up the line. If you wanted to keep on going, taking the risk, you could continue to win. A lot of other lovely prizes along the line. Let's take a good look at this one.
Turn your home into a concert hall with this magnificent Schaefer and Sons Artist Grand Piano. Can fill your home with rich melodic sounds, complete with player recorder that records and plays back and converts your piano into a player piano. Furnished by Schaefer and Sons. And this piano, normally priced at $11,471, yours on sale of the century for only $340.
And that's just one of the beautiful prizes back here. As a matter of fact, if you get to $640, you would have all of our prizes. That's a total of $66,561 in prizes. Get to $750, and of course, our friends at home know that Tim Holleran did it on the last show. You'll get all the prizes plus this.
A cash jackpot of $50,000.
Tim took it away for $90,000, so we start over with $50,000 in the cash jackpot. But that is a ways away. Terry, your decision is going to be to take that sauna and leave, or put your money in the bank and try to continue to win. We'll get that decision from you right after this. Back with our new champion, Terry Michaels. $69 in your bank. $69 will buy you that beautiful $3,000 sauna, as well as everything else you picked up along the way. Or, put the money in the bank, you're $106 away from that lovely jade ring. Terry, what's your decision? Are you going to take the sauna and leave, or are you going to put your money in the bank and come back?
Jim, I've been looking at that piano since I got here, and I'm having too much fun. I'm coming back.
Coming back. He's got his eye on the piano, which is a ways up the line, so he's got to continue to win. And, of course, if he does, he gets a shot at this. We have another $1,000, $51,000 in the cash jackpot. Two new challenges next time. What sale is that? Goodbye for now.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All prices are manufacturer-suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.